we present Robin Hood by Don Graham, starring Norman Wisdom and Moira Lister. Episode 2, Norman Delivers the Goods.
Ah, there you are, Norman. Are you ready to drive me to the hairdresser's?
Yes, Mrs. Matthews. Jump in.
I have no intention of jumping anywhere, Norman.
All right, then. Step in. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm just having a look at the insect collection.
Insect collection?
Yeah, on the windscreen.
Never mind the windscreen. Get a move on. I don't want to be late.
Yes, Mrs. Matthews. Oh, the hairdresser's, eh? Hey, are you going to have anything drastic done, then?
I'm having a few highlights put in.
Highlights, eh? What will they think of next?
Well, at my age, in some areas, one needs to give nature a little help.
At your age? Oh, come on, Mrs. Matthews, you're not old yet. Well, you know what, some of my socks are older than you are.
Yes, well, be that as it may. Now, after you've driven me to the hairdresser's, I want you to take this carrier bag to the charity shop.
Well, they won't get much money for a carrier bag, will they? Still, it's the thought that counts most,
isn't
it?
Don't be silly, Norman. The bag is filled with some shoes I no longer require.
Hey, well, that's very kind of you. Oh, just think of all those refugees who will be crossing the mountains wearing your old high heels.
Oh, Norman, the shoes are mere drops in the ocean. Oh, I wish we could help a charity in a more generous way, on a grander scale.
Oh, yeah, of course. Our campaign, eh?
Only we could lay our hands on a really large sum of money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, get it from someone who don't need it, or don't deserve it either.
And donate it to charity.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Matthews. If Robin can do it, so can we. I should think of something.
Just to think of those traffic lights, Norman! They are red.
Oh, well, they weren't a minute ago. All right, I'm coming.
Mrs. Natalie Matthews...
Oh, me? No, oh, don't be daft. Well, just because I'm wearing an apron, I'm Norman Hood, with an H.
I meant, is Mrs. Matthews in?
Oh, no, she's not in. No, she's out. She's at the hairdresser's having her headlights put in.
I see. Well, my name's Bardsley, and I'm in the antiques business, and this is my card.
Oh, thank you. Bill and Marjorie Bardsley. We buy old junk and sell antiques.
So, this could be your lucky day. I happen to be in the area, ready and willing to buy any bric-a-brac which you no longer need.
Bric-a-brac? Oh, I wouldn't know if we got any of that stuff. You see, I'm only Mrs. Matthews' antibody and dog's man.
What?
I mean, Andyman and dog's body.
Indeed. Excellent. May I come in, then? Thanks.
Well, I... Oh, all right, then.
This grandfather clock, now. I'd be happy to offer you a fair price for that.
You would? Well, how fair is fair, then, Mr. Bargery?
£20?
20? Hey, that's a lot of money for an old clock like that, isn't it?
I'd offer you a little more. Look at it. I mean, it's not even ticking.
Oh, well, I was just going to wind it up, see?
Well, let me save you time and effort. I'm sure you're a busy man. £20 for the clock, eh? Cash.
Oh, no, I can't. But the clock's not mine, you see, and if I sold it to you, Mrs. Matthews might get, well, quite cross. Last time I did something... They were unusual. She threw a chicken at me.
A live chicken?
Well, no, it was in a casserole.
What have we here?
Oh, well, it's just an old painting.
Very interesting. Looks like a pre-Raphaelite.
Oh, no. She's a goddess, putting her clothes on. In the forest, you see. I'll tell a lie. She's taking them off. Cool, would you believe it?
I'll take this painting off your hands for £40.
40? You know, for that sort of money, Mrs. Matthews could go to Boots and buy 3 new paintings.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, I heard her say only yesterday that this picture irritated her.
Well, that settles it then. I can take it away and she'll be £40 to good.
That's very generous of you, Mr. Bargery.
Generosity is my middle name. There you are. £40, my dear sir.
Cool, thank you. Hey, Mrs. Matthews will be pleased. I can't wait to tell her.
I don't believe what I'm hearing, Norman. Sold it? You sold it?
Yeah, but, and here's the £40.
Oh, but that little painting's been in my family for years. It's worth thousands. The frame alone is worth several hundred pounds.
But yesterday you said it irritated you. That was your very words.
Yes, I did say that. Because it wasn't hanging straight.
Yeah, well, at least we got £40 for our campaign, haven't we? We'll donate it to charity, eh? Let's look at the bright side, shall we?
There is no bright side. I've heard of so-called antique dealers going to houses and offering peanuts, valuable antiques. It's outrageous.
Mr. Bartery gave me his card. Hey, perhaps I could go to his shop and buy it back. What
about that? Be absurd. He'll want thousands for it. He must have known what it was worth. No, you'll have to go to his shop tonight. Break in and just take it.
But please, Mrs. Matthews, I'm going straight now.
Don't quibble about petty details. I want my property back. Now, you're an experienced burglar, are you not?
I was.
Then burgle.
I don't want to burgle.
The shop will be closed by the time you get there.
I don't want to fish up in the...
Get on with it.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Matthews. Can I take your car?
Certainly not. You've got a bicycle, haven't you?
But it's raining.
Yes, I'm aware of that. You won't rust.
No, but my bicycle will, won't it? I've just cleaned the blooming thing.
Stop fussing, Norman. Off you go and retrieve my painting.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Matthews.
Ah, here's the shop at last. Old cord. Oh, metal grills all on the windows and the doors. I should not get in here.
Oh, you're here. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just went out to post a letter. I hope you haven't been waiting long. I'm Marjorie Bargery, by the way.
Oh, you're Mr. Bargery's wife?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, I suppose you would be, wouldn't you?
Do come into the shop.
Well, OK then.
You look rather wet.
Oh, no, don't be like that. Oh, from the rain, you mean? Yeah, yes, I suppose I am.
I was expecting you earlier.
You were?
I leave you to get on with it.
Eh? Get on with it?
Yes, it's over there.
What is?
The telephone, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, silly of me. Yeah, the telephone, of course.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, I don't want to phone anyone.
You can't phone anyone. It's out of order.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? It's very inconvenient.
Oh, I'm aware of that. But I know you British telecom people are fairly efficient these days.
British tele... Oh, yeah. I've come to repair your phone.
Good.
Don't worry, Mrs. Bargery. I'll have it mended in no time at all.
I hope so. Oh, excuse me. Let me move this plastic bag out of your way. My husband's been busy buying today.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know just how busy he must be.
Oh, someone at the door. I'll see who it is. Excuse me. Good evening.
Mrs. Bargery?
Yes?
Well, I'm from British Telecom. I've come to have a look at your phone.
But an engineer is already here.
An engineer? Here?
Come in, see for yourself.
Who are you?
I told you, he's from British Telecom too.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I'm from British Telecom too.
Well, I don't know you.
Well, that's a coincidence. I don't know you either. Isn't that strange, Mrs. Bargery? No, you don't know me, young man, because I'm a supervisor.
A supervisor?
Yeah, well, a supervising inspector. Yeah, well, supervising and inspector I am.
Oh, I see. From area office?
Yeah, that's it. In fact, between you and me and Mrs. Bargery here, I am the top man at the area office.
Oh, I understand. You must be Mr. Grimble.
Am I? Yeah, that's right, I am.
Well, now that you've sorted out who is who, please mend my phone.
What's wrong with it?
It was a fault in the counterflow of the mechanised flange adjuster.
The what?
Oh, these youngsters, they've got no idea at all, have they, Mrs. Bargery? They come out of training school with nothing but acne and a certificate. It's diabolical.
Please get on with it, then. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Please.
Oh, how do you like it?
Anyhow, Indian, not too strong. 3 lumps and a dash of milk, not skimmed, and in a mug.
A mug? In any particular colour?
Right, now, where did she put it?
Put what? What are you looking for?
A goddess taking her clothes off in the forest.
A what?
Here it is, in the carrier bag.
What's going on, Mr. Grimble?
Shh, no, I'm not Mr. Grimble. Don't tell her, but I'm Norman.
Oh, I see. Mr. Norman from South East Maintenance.
Well, something like that. Come off. Good luck. Oh, God. It's still raining. Oh. Hey, you! Oi, stop! Oh, look what your lorry's done to my bicycle.
What's the matter, mate?
Oh, you backed into my bike, haven't you?
Not me, mate.
I saw you. Look at what's happened to the handlebars. They're twisted and bent. Oh, and broken all. Oh,
must have happened earlier. Too bad.
Too bad? How am I going to get home now?
You got legs in you?
Of course I've got legs. I'm soaking wet. I haven't got a coat. I should catch cold and then I'll be ill.
Listen, mate, I'm a truck driver, not a doctor.
Look, hey, for 2 pins, I'd...
Oh, yeah? For 2 pins, you'd do what?
Don't you touch me. It's not fair. I'm smaller than you are.
I'm medically disadvantaged.
Listen, you. If my truck bumped into your bike, and I'm not saying it did, it was your fault for leaving it there.
Please, don't hold my collar like that. No, you might tear it.
Furthermore, have you considered the damage you may have caused my truck? There could be scratches on it. Furthermore, again, expensive scratches.
Take your hands off. I'm a wallop you.
Oh, yeah? You want to start a fracas, eh?
Hey, and you watch your language, mate.
Let's just forget your flaming broken handlebars. Otherwise, your nose may come into close contact with my fist. Got it?
Got it.
Good.
I'm sorry about your bicycle handlebars, Norman, but at least you managed to retrieve my painting. I'm very grateful.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Matthews. Hey, and just have a look at this. It was inside the bag with your painting. What is it?
Well, it's a sculpture of a horse, of course.
Of course, a horse.
And it's very old.
Oh, well, we can try that then, can't we?
Well, don't be absurd. I know quite a bit about Eastern art. This is Chinese, and I do believe it's of the Tang Dynasty.
The what dysentery?
Made in the 7th century, I'd say. It's exquisite.
Oh, well, I'd better take it back to the antique shop then, hadn't I?
What, take it back to that dishonest man? Certainly not. This is what we've been waiting for. We'll send it to be auctioned. It's sure to fetch thousands of pounds. Now, you'll take this Chinese horse to Bentham's, the auctioneers, tomorrow morning and ask them to put it up for auction as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, very well then, yeah.
Oh, by the way, did you leave those old shoes of mine at the charity shop?
Now you mention it, well, no, I didn't. Oh, I forgot. But don't worry, I'll drop them in there tomorrow. On my way to that, the auction place.
Well, see that you do.
Sure.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I knew it. I've got a blooming cold coming now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, take off those wet clothes and fill a bowl with hot water and mustard. And don't argue. It's the perfect way to ward off a cold, Norman. Good morning, Norman. How do you feel this morning?
Oh, terrible. Oh, that bowl of mustard and hot water. Well, it just didn't work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it tasted shocking.
What? You weren't supposed to drink it.
What was I supposed to do then?
Oh, soak your feet in it, of course. Now, pull yourself together, Norman. You have lots to do. Got to take my old shoes to the charity shop first, and then go to Bentham's, the auctioneers.
It's all under control, Mrs. Matthews. Don't worry. Got to go to the garage as well.
What for?
Well, I'll telephone Victor Standing at the garage, and he's promised to straighten out mandelbars. See, look at the state they're in.
Well, he's going to have his work cut out. Poor old Victor. I've never seen such a bent and tangled mess.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. He's got rheumatism, I think.
I meant those handlebars.
Oh, well, I've put the label on with his name to make sure he gets them.
Good morning, sir. Can I be of help?
Well, I hope so, because, you see, well, I've never been to an auction place before.
Well, I'm delighted to be of assistance, sir. Delighted.
Oh, well, that's nice. Mrs. Matthews, she's my employer. Well, she'd like you to auction this. It's a sort of sculpture.
Yes, what fun.
Oh, here we are then. It's wrapped up inside this carrier bag. Careful, now don't drop it.
Oh, rest assured, sir. We are used to handling objets d'art.
Oh, well, that may be, but are you used to handling sculptures? Because, you see, Mrs. Matthews thinks it's Chinese.
Indeed, Chinese. Even more fun.
Well, you'll be able to tell, won't you, as soon as you unwrap it.
We auctioned a great many Chinese items, sir.
Oh, and then half an hour later, you wish you had some more, don't you?
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, so I'm joking.
Well, I'll take this package to my office. Oh, do have a seat, sir, and I shan't be long. Oh, Valerie the Valuer will have a look at it, too. The gentleman who brought this in says it's some sort of Chinese sculpture, Valerie.
Oh, unwrap it then, Mr. Pettigrew.
Right. That's quite remarkable. It could be Chinese, but that's irrelevant. It's so modern, so strong, and so vibrant. It is a symbol of our times. What is so amusing, Valerie?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pettigrew, but it looks like...
What?
Well... It looks like the twisted handlebar of an old bicycle.
Valerie. You've never had an eye for modern art, have you? Oh, hang on, there's a label attached. What does it say? Victor Standing. Oh, yes, that explains it all. Look, this most powerful piece represents man's triumph over adversity. Mankind here, you see, is portrayed as the victor, standing over the evils of greed and mammon.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But what about this?
Oh, that is a clever touch. Says it all. Now, put this amazing sculpture over there on the table and start your valuing, Valerie.
Yes, Mr. Pettigrew.
I'll go and have a word with the gentleman who brought it in. A funny little fella, with a certain charm. Well, not for me, of course, but the charm is there. Well, sir. Yeah, I forgot to mention. Pettigrew's my name. St. John Pettigrew.
Oh, is it? And I'm Norman. Norman Hood, I am.
With an H?
Yeah. Hey, how did you know?
I've had a chance to examine your sculpture, Mr. Hood, and I'm pleased to say we will be happy, nay, delighted to auction it for you.
Mrs. Matthews said it's very old, you know.
Old? Oh, no, it's modern. Oh, no, not modern. It's for all time.
Well, I wouldn't know about that, but legs are very realistic, aren't they?
Legs?
The forelegs.
Forelegs?
Yeah, and the tail too.
And the tail too?
Yeah, that's what I said, didn't I? In fact, it's so realistic, I could see it winning the 230 at Ascot.
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, just as I thought. Mammon and greed, eh, sir? Yes. Oh, and now, Mr. Hood, we must discuss a reserve price. We can put it in our auction sale tomorrow, actually.
Reserve price? Hey, this is getting a bit complicated, isn't it? Oh, you better phone Mrs. Matthews, eh? Here's her number, St. John. Or, well, may I call you Singe?
Are you ready, Norman? We must leave in a moment. The auction starts at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm ready, Mrs. Matthews. I don't want to let you down. So, well, I'm dressed up special. What do you reckon, eh?
Well, I'm not sure if the bowler hat is appropriate. And I thought the flared trousers went out of fashion years ago. But I do appreciate the fact that you made an effort. Oh, now, who can that be?
Well, we'll soon find out. For whom does the bell toll?
Is that you, Norman? It's me, Victor. Victor Standing, down the garage.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you manage to straighten out my handlebars, Vic?
That's why I'm phoning. Is this some sort of joke? When I opened that carrier bag you brought in, it was full of ladies' shoes. There weren't no bicycle handlebars.
Oh, my God. I must have left the wrong bag.
It doesn't matter. Bring the handlebars in tomorrow and I'll fix them. Bye, Norman.
Ta-da, Vic. Bye. Oh, Mrs. Matthews, that was Victor at the garage. I left your old shoes there instead of the charity shop.
Well, it doesn't matter. Sort it out later.
But that means... Oh, no. I've left the handlebars at the charity shop.
That's no problem, Norman. You don't imagine the charity shop is going to be able to sell those mangled handlebars, do you? Who on earth would buy them?
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. We'd better go to the auction then and watch them sell our Chinese...
I don't like the sound of your cold, Norman.
Oh, I don't like it much either.
Never mind. Onwards and upwards.
Hey, Mrs. Matthews, you know what? I've never been to an auction before.
Well, you'll enjoy it. It's going to be fun watching people bidding for the Chinese horse.
Norman!
Oh, now look, don't twitch or sneeze or cough during the auction. The auctioneer will think you're bidding. Oh, you shouldn't have sat in the front row.
Hey, here he comes now, Mrs. Matthews. God, blimey, it's that Singe again.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We now come to the second part of today's proceedings, pottery and sculpture. And the first item is, as you can see, this superb example of modern sculpture at its finest. It is exquisitely executed in chrome and steel.
Hey, Mrs. Matthews, look, my handlebars.
And this remarkable piece is entitled... The Victor Standing.
Oh, God.
How on earth did your handlebars get
there? Yes, mankind is represented here as a victor standing over his adversaries.
Look, if the handlebars are here, the Chinese horse must be at the charity shop.
You idiot,
ladies
Norman.
And gentlemen, I will start the bidding at £1,000. £1,000.
But the whole bicycle only costs £3. Three?
Do I hear 1,300? Yeah, 1,300. 400. Lady at the back of the enchanting green hat, thank you.
Oh, it's two.
1,500. Any advance on 1,500? Yes, lady at the back again. 1,700.
Oh, it's two.
1,800.
No, Norman,
1,800. 1,800. Any advance on 1,800?
What did you drag me out here for, Mrs. Matthews? I was just beginning to enjoy myself.
You kept sneezing, Norman.
Well, I can't help it, can I?
Don't you understand? The auctioneer thought you were bidding. You have just bought your own wretched handlebars for £4,000.
What? £4,000? I bought...
It's not funny. It's disastrous. We'll be sued or arrested. What are we going to do?
Excuse me, sir. May I have a word with you? Sir?
With me? Listen, look, I'll be truthful. It was all a mistake. The shoes went to the garage and the horse to the charity shop, and I shouldn't have taken the bicycle to Marjorie either. I could have gone by bus.
Norman, calm down.
I don't quite follow. But my name is Charlton Hunsaker from the United States of America, and I have a proposition to put to you.
Oh, and I'm Norman Hood. This is Mrs. Matthews, and a proposition.
At the auction, you bought that modern sculpture for £4,000, yes?
Don't remind us, please.
My wife, Mrs. Hunsaker, was also bidding, but I told her not to go beyond £3,000. When it went to you, Mr. Hood, my wife...
Mrs. Hunsaker?
Yes, she was heartbroken. I'm sorry, but that's the word. Now, the point is, I'm prepared, for the sake of my wife's happiness, to offer you £5,000 for that work of art.
You'll give us... £5,000 for that old handle? I mean, that sculpture?
Yes, sir. My wife's happiness is my main concern. Otherwise, my life could be hell. I'm sorry, madam, but that's the word.
Mr. Hunsaker, it's a deal.
Thank you, ma'am. Your friend, Mr. Hood, is he okay?
Oh, he'll be all right. He's just fainted slightly, that's all.
Hey, that was a bit of luck, Mrs. Matthews, wasn't it?
Oh, it was heaven sent. We now have a cheque to give to a lucky charity.
Yeah, we'll be able to give them more. A few thousand more.
What do you mean?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I left that Chinese horse at the charity shop, didn't I? See, we can buy it back and then put it up for auction. That's what we wanted to do in the first place, wasn't it?
Of course. Park here, Norman. The charity shop's on the corner.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
I'm Norman. I came here to your charity shop and I gave you something in a carrier bag. Do you remember?
I remember vividly. You tripped over that pile of old coats as you came in.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
And as you went out.
You know, there's been a bit of a mistake. See, well, there's a Chinese horse in that bag.
Oh, the Chinese horse. Less a lovely ornament that was. Very nice. But to be honest, there's a bigger demand for flying ducks.
Oh, good. I'd like to have the Chinese horse back, please. I shouldn't have left it there in the first place. It was in the wrong bag.
You want it back?
Yeah. It's of no value, of course. It's, well, just sentimental value. Not to me, but, well, to my mother here.
Norman!
Yeah. Oh, she's very upset. Ain't she, Mum?
How dare you, Norman?
Oh, I know you're angry, Mother, but, well, I'll get the horse back for you. You keep calm. Take one of your pills. Go on.
Oh, I'm afraid it's just been sold, sir.
What?
Sold? Oh, no.
We got a very good price for that Chinese horse. The gentleman paid us £1.50.
Only £1.50?
Yes. He asked for £2, but he beat us down.
Oh, no. Well, who bought it?
An antique dealer, a Mr. Bargery.
Oh, God.
He said he thought he had one exactly like it in his shop. He wanted to make a pair.
Oh, God.
It can't be helped. I just hope your mother isn't too upset.
Oh,
excuse me, there's another customer over there.
Really?
Yes.
How could she believe I'm your mother? I spent a fortune at the hairdresser yesterday.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Matthews. I just got carried away, didn't I?
Carried away? No such luck. Well, I suppose we've been very fortunate. We've got a cheque for charity, and this shop has made £1.50, thanks to your bungling. But, Norman... Well, where are you now?
I'm over here. Hey, look. An old bicycle for sale here. It's just what I need. It's got everything. Look, handlebars, a bell, two wheels, the lot. But they want £5 for it. And there's a basket on it.
I see, yes.
Oh, if only I could afford £5.
Well, Norman, we've done very well, in spite of what I shall tactfully call your idiotic blunders. I tell you what I'll do. I'll buy this bicycle for you.
You will? Oh, that's really kind of you. Oh, and it's generous, too.
Well, my instincts about you were right, Norman. I think we'll make a good team, you and I. I do believe we can go places.
Well, we'll certainly be able to go places on this bike. I'll sit on the seat and pedal, see? And, well, you can sit on the...
Yeah, that wasn't what I meant. Here's the £5, with my gratitude.
And now I should be upwardly mobile again, won't I? Oh, thank you, Mummy.
Norman...
Robin Hood was written by John Graham and starred Norman Wisdom as Norman, Maury Lister as Natalie, and Royce Mills as Mr. Pettigrew, with Jonathan Adams as Mr. Bargery, Kate Binchy as Mrs. Bargery, Matthew Morgan as the telephone engineer, David Lerner as the truck driver, Melinda Walker as Allery, John Church as Victor and Hunsecker, and Cyril Jenkins as charity shop helper.